president calls for end to marriages. Quote, someone gave me the number of that Hilton chick, said the president. This is on News. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. American President George Bush has made demands that all current marriages be brought to an end, and that no more should be unionized, asking for a constitutional amendment. The president made the calls on his weekly Drive Time Breakfast radio show during the, quote, focus on issues concerning you, part of the show, calling marriage an unjust part of society. Mr. Bush has not shown utopian nor liberal tendencies before. He then turned his focus onto a load of scavengers coming in from Mexico, in his own words. Analysts widely believe this to be a shallow tactic, mainly aimed at increasing popularity with voters. Mr. Bush claimed that around 69% of Americans were against marriage, and some didn't even know what it was. In the words of one interviewee, quote, we don't bother with marriage. I mean, come on. It's such a waste of time, and you are so restricted. I prefer to just dive right in. Quoted by some anonymous American on marriage. The Democrat Party has called the announcement a waste of time and a method to divert people from problems caused by the invasion of New Louisiana, formerly known as Iraq. One even went on to describe Mr. Bush as a, quote, goddamn hippie causing all sorts of trouble, unquote. The requests come as pressure continues to grow in courtrooms across the U.S. as divorcee sues divorcee for such practical reasons as, one, waste of time. Marriage just got in the way of the relationship, which lasted for a week. Two, emotional trauma, stress, etc. Three, financial problems, sacrificing career for marriage, which could easily have been avoided. Others, pundits, academics, et al., are fiercely debating marriage, its necessity, the practicality, and the symbolism it upholds. However, Mr. Bush's legislation is unlikely to pass, as conservative elements, strong through the Democrat Party, declared in a joint statement, quote, God hates fags, unquote. This is on News. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. Thanks for listening.